Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all the comics.
Welcome to episode 25 of True Believers. Last week, we went over Men in Black 1 and 2. So this week is about Men in Black 3.
If you're loyal, you know that the Men in Black films are based loosely on the Men in Black comic book series by Lowell Cunningham and Sandy Carruthers. MIB is a secret intelligence organization that conceals and polices extraterrestrial activity on Earth. They promise the secrets of the universe, nothing more. But what about the secrets the universe doesn't know about?
That was good. I like that one. Good job.
Thank you. You can't see it, but I'm taking my bow. So Men in Black 3. Andrew, you've never seen it before.
No, I thought I did, but then I was watching it and I was like, bro, I've never seen this before. But this is the best one. Like, they just got better as it went. I'm not even going to lie. It really did. I was laughing. It was so funny. It was such a good movie.
10 years after Men in Black 2, Men in Black 3 was released, stylized.
10 years?
They're going. Yes.
When did this one come out? 10 years.
2012?
Wow. Yeah, the other one was 2002. I don't know why I knew that, but damn.
Because we did a whole episode about it. But the beautiful tagline, they're back in time. Oh, man, I should have said last time they were back in black. Now they're back in time.
Listen.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Yeah, I was just going to ignore it. It was not the best.
Okay, so 2012, we're traveling back in time.
Oh, my God, that's the world the year ended. Or what the fuck? It's the year the world ended.
The year the world ended. Hey, keep it clean. My mother is listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. What the heck? That's what I meant. I had to think about that. I was like, what else do I say?
Okay, so there's a man on the moon in a prison, which is honestly kind of cool.
You missed the most important part. This starts with Nicole Scherzinger walking up in like a leather dress and like titties out. She's wearing the red bottoms.
It was the hair immaculate. It is styled. Red lipstick on. She's there to see a man. Boris the Animal. But guess what? It's just Boris. Thanks.
And yeah, so you don't even know who Boris the Animal is, but this man is ugly, y'all. Ugly.
I do. He's the crab from Moana.
Is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lie.
They were both in Moana.
Who?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger's in Moana?
She's the mom.
Is she really? I never knew that.
You never noticed?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I'm about to go watch Moana after this because, you know, I love Moana. And I love Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, I guess you saw the light where the line of the sea, where the line met the sea, where the sky. I sound like my mom now. Anyway, it was calling me.
Anyway,
so there's a maximum security prison on the moon, fittingly called Lunar Max. Boris the Animal escapes, blows a giant hole in the side of the prison, and Nicole Scherzinger broke him out. She's like his internet email letter writing girlfriend or something, and she's pretty much just serving looks this whole time. She's holding a big gun, yeah. You know. He lets her fall out of the hole in the side of the building.
Yeah, so this was all a whole way so he could escape this prison. And so he blows a hole out the window. Yeah.
And she's like, she grabs his arm. He only has one arm. That's important.
Very important, yes.
Because she's like, oh, okay, she's like, he's got me. And then he like starts to let go and he's like, sorry, mother.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I was rooting for Nicole, but I love how they have all these celebrity cameos in these movies. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. This shit is funny.
It is. I love how I was like, stop cussing. You were like, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I just did it again.
You think you are a member of the 3-6 Mafia?
Depends on the day, honestly.
Anyway, so we go to Earth, right? This guy apparently has beef with Kay. Kay has beef with the fact that this dude named Wu is selling humans alien meat, pretending like he's got a Chinese restaurant, but he's an alien.
This alien meat was giving people like alien worms, which is just disgusting, you know? I would have beef with him too. Like, don't give me your alien worms.
Screw but here's that. The thing. My thing is that after he's like, you're a piece of crap, Wu. Yeah, shut up, Wu. he's like, favorite, I guess you the best table, your favorite noodles, Kay. And then Kay's like, yeah, Bok Choy, we're gonna be here a while. I'm not eating at this restaurant. You serve alien meat to human people.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, why? Why would you?
Because Jay is sitting there thinking the same thing as both of us. He's like, what? Anyway, so eventually Boris the Animal comes. He shoot up the joint. Well, all the other aliens in the joint, they shoot up the joint. Then Boris the Animal comes. He kill Wu. Then they have a little standoff with Boris the Animal outside. It's a whole thing. Meanwhile, Agent J is in the front of the restaurant, actually, because this giant alien fish has escaped and is trying to eat him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That fish was disgusting, too. Like, what is happening in this little fish? And he put
mustard. It's like spicy mustard in the fish nose. It's like a giant fish. Yeah. Like, this is like he's wrestling with a small shark.
Not even. It's like a giant squid. Like, it's disgusting, this thing is.
No, it wasn't a squid at all. It was like a big shark.
But its body was so long. Like, you know?
Oh, you mean like that? Yeah.
Yeah. It was disgusting, whatever that thing was.
No, you know what I would compare it with?
What
I would compare it with is like if you had to wrestle Shaq, if Shaq was a werewolf.
You had to wrestle Shaq.
You can't tell me that's not a real. That was so
dumb. Oh my God.
I'm not wrong. Anyway, so on Boris's way out of Lunar Max, he stops and kills this guy who's like, Boris, you said we were going to escape together. He was like, oh, I did say that, didn't I? Pop, just kills this dude. We think it's random. It's not. And then later on, after all of this happens, Jay and Kay are going to Zed's funeral. RIP Zed. Actually, Rip Torn actually did pass away in 2019. So right, RIP Zed for real.
Yeah.
Always made me laugh and everything. So
now we have Emma Thompson. Jay is,
as Agent O. First of all, Emma Thompson came to slay.
Again, but looks.
Let's talk about this.
Looks.
At serving them. And I like that with every Men in Black movie, it accurately represents the decade that it comes out in. Like
they all have the same style. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because they have a lot of the same style that matches the early 2010s. And it was working, you know. They all had the suits fitted exactly like that. It was good.
And Emma Thompson wears a skirt suit. I love a skirt suit. But Agent O, she's there for Zed's, she's to take over the New York branch of MIB, and it's Zed's funeral, right? And Kay is giving the eulogy, and he's like, I knew Zed for over 40 years. Not once did he ever invite me over to his home. Not once did he ever share any part of his personal life.
Mm-hmm. And before that,
and that was it.
Jay was sitting there. He's like, all right, you got to make sure you have a good eulogy for this. Like, don't come in there acting up. Like, this has to be good, like, heartfelt, no, whatever.
The cuff. Yeah. And he's like, no, I understand. People will be moved. And that was it.
That was
and
the whole
then
speech.
Here's the thing. When they introduce Agent O, she's like, I was talking to XYZ aliens last week. And they said, when I told them that Zed had passed, and they told this, and she lets out these like bird screeches, like,
the ugliest shit. This was the first time I laughed in the movie because that joke just, everything's so like, heart wrenching almost, and then that happened.
And then she says, and that's just so sad. And I was like, girl,
dude, I tell you, and I laughed because I was like doing something else, like having the background or something. Oh, it was so funny.
I was like 14 when I first saw that, and when I laughed so hard that I farted and it wasn't even like when she first started, because when she first started it was confused, but when she was winding down she was like, ow, ow, ow. I was like, because what do you do to that?
What did they do to that? They just kind of stared at her for a minute and they were like, what the fuck?
And everybody was clapping. They were like, oh my God, like it was so good. And Agent J, I love how he still retains his, like, even though he's an established senior agent, he retains his like fish out of water nature, which is really cool. And with then it's like him and Kay have beef later because he's in his house and he's at this, first of all, Jay's crib, as always, is fat with a PH.
Yes.
And he's got this like,
well, gorgeous, so is Kay's.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But Kay got old man style. You know, yeah. Jay is still young. He got this gorgeous portrait of Frank the Pug above his bed. RIP Frank, because I think he passed away too.
No, he's in this movie, I think.
Oh, he's an international, but I don't think that's the original Frank the Pug.
Oh, RIP Frank, poor thing.
Anyway, so they have a whole little thing on the phone because they catch Boris the first time. And Jay is like, Kay, what was going on with that dude? And he was like, oh, it's classified. You don't even know about that. He's like, I'm a senior agent. Like, he's like, it's above your pay grade, because Kay be shutting him down. And he says, you know,
yeah, because he wants to know what's happened with Boris the Animal. But he's like, nah.
And Kay.
Yeah, Boris the Animal.
He says, I promise you, secrets of the universe, nothing more. And then Kay, that was Kay. And Jay is like, oh, so there's some secrets that the universe don't know about? And he's like, And then they have this whole conversation. Jay hangs up on him. And Kay is sitting there looking like, he hung up on me. Like, he's offended. And he's sitting there in his old man house. He opens up his secret weapons layer that we saw in Men in Black 2 when it was the Mother People's apartment.
Yeah, and meanwhile, he's like, Boris the Johnson figured out how to time travel. Or Boris the Johnson. Oh my God. Boris the Animal. Not Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister.
You spend too much time in Britain.
I think so. Boris the Johnson. Jesus.
Oh my God, if Boris was an alien, how much you want to bet his terrible wig would be like the thing that he took off and he got like alien stalk underneath?
Listen, if he was an alien, I wouldn't be that surprised. I'm just, he's kind of...
What if he was a Balchinian?
I wouldn't be that surprised. Look at him. Just going off of looks, you know.
Anyway, so meanwhile, Boris the Animal, like, Kay is doing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden he vanishes because Boris the Johnson. I said that with my whole chest.
So did anyway, I.
Boris the Animal then went to this man who he killed in the Lunar Max. You know, went to this man's son. He had an electronic shop. This fool got time travel devices. He didn't time travel back and kill Kay. And the next day, it goes to Kay's house, and again there is a random white family living there, and there's this woman he's at apartment 5K, which I thought was cute, and there's this woman holding a little kid, and the little kid's got some chocolate milk, and then he's like, where's Kay? And then she's like, this is 5K. And then he's like, sorry, can I take that? And he grabs the little girl's sippy cup and starts drinking her milk, and she says,
yes,
mommy, the president's drinking my milk. He didn't say please. And I was like, the president.
Bruh, that shit is so funny. Why did they knew what they were doing with this movie, because this is 2012, right?
Yeah, it was 2012.
That shit is so funny, because Obama, you know, for anyone who doesn't know,
he was the president. And yeah, he said, mommy, the president, and he didn't say please. And then so Kay is just, he like goes to work, and he's like, what? And then all these people are like, oh, not Kay. I keep on saying Kay and Jay interchangeably. Kay is white and Jay is black. And also Jay is Will Smith. So Jay goes to work, and everybody's like talking to him, and it's like in Men in Black 2 where there was no Kay and there was just Jay, and everybody was like, Jay. And he's like, okay, ha ha ha, very funny. Like, where's Kay? Like, y'all aren't funny. This isn't funny.
Yeah, he's walking around the entire place like looking for Kay, and everyone's like, who?
Yelling. Who? And the Agent O is like, Agent O is like, who is K to you? And he's like, he's my partner. And then she's like, Agent K has been dead for over 40 years. He's like, that's not funny. It's never been funny.
Yes.
Emma Thompson ate with that line. She was like, there was so much. It's never been funny. I was, period. And then he's like, Aqua Velva aftershave. You had to make that up. He was like, endless hours of cowboy music on stakeouts. He's like, every day, he's like, coffee tastes like dirt.
And that's because it's freshly ground.
No.
Yeah.
It's ground this morning. You don't know the whatever. Joke.
But no, so he finally gets permission to go like see this restricted file. Like, Emma Thompson shows him, right? That's how it is.
Emma Thompson is like, like, oh my God, she's like, okay, so either you have a brain tick, or somebody's messing with the time.
Yeah, because he has headaches and he likes chocolate milk all of a sudden. Meanwhile, he also told like some assistant guy to go get him some chocolate milk. Tell me why it took him an hour to get the milk and get back to him.
It did not take an hour. It just took a very short breakdown. Because
he was like, hey,
my man, back up off me. Give me some milk. And he comes like right at the end of it was just ground this morning.
So the whole thing is... Boris the Animal, not Boris the Johnson. He got his arm shot off by Kay in
1969
at Cape Canaveral. So first of all, how do y'all not put this
1969
together?
1969 at Cape Canaveral.
Nobody's put this together what that day is.
It was, they said the exact date and they were like, yeah, so there was an attack at the factory. And an alien named Roman the Fabulous was killed at Coney Island the day before. And I was like, okay, Coney Island. And I was like, the factory, like Andy Warhol's factory? Like, I don't get how these things weren't put together by Jay. Like,
right.
I just, these were major historical events that you lived through.
Yeah, it was July.
Even if you were something. A little kid.
Yeah, 1960. That one got me. I was like, even I know what that is. And I'm not, I don't know things like that usually, you know?
In 1969, Cape Canaveral, like, we all know.
Right.
We all know.
Right.
So he's like, as a senior agent, I think if time travel was real, I would know. And she's like, eh. And then she's like, okay, this scumbag named Obadiah, he created time travel. We sent him to jail, and then we made it illegal throughout the universe.
Oh, well, she says, it's above your pay grade. He goes, I need to start getting paid more or something along those lines.
Because... what's funny is it's above your pay grade. We've seen how he lives. He get paid pretty good.
That's what he said too, you know.
Because like different whole families be living in Kay's apartment every time he doesn't exist.
You know, that's a fair question. But his apartment was a lot nicer than like the mom. Oh yeah, for sure. Look at that. Look at his place. There's no way that's just like
a few rooms. And he's got a secret room in there.
Right. He's getting paid a
lot. Like he got at least 2 bedrooms. Probably a full size, good kitchen, nice living area, secret room in the back.
He has at least 3 bedrooms because one is definitely like a secret room, study area. You know, one is definitely his bedroom, and he definitely has a guest room. He's the type, you know, when someone comes to visit and they get
true, true, true.
Like his mom, you know.
Well, I don't definitely. Really think he needs the office because he has the office at work, and then his like secret weapons room is pretty spacious. I think. Oh, that was probably the third.
It's a cover up thing, I think. Yeah, I think it's more like an office turned bedroom because that's definitely an office. There's no way around it. But it's also, you know, what was funny about that though is that there was a lit fireplace that just goes up into the wall. And I was like, damn, how do y'all do that?
I want to be rich like that someday.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you could just make fire go, oh, you know what? It was probably like a TV.
Well, no, I was thinking that because for it to be a really good thing, like it would have to produce heat if it's going to be really secretive, you know?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, Lana's mom has a thing like that. Her dad bought her a fireplace. It's like electric or something. I don't know how it works, but yeah. Huh.
Either way, it was cool. I don't even
Sorry,
care.
We're not talking about the movie. We're way too off track. So anyway, Kay doesn't exist. Oh, it's like time travel is real. Oh, the Boglodytes are attacking. And that was the word I said last week where I said, it's not like I'm asking you to say Boglodyte. And you were like, I would never say that. We actually have to now.
Yeah. Then, I was listening to the movie and I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, damn, there's that word. The word I'm not going to say.
And then Jay is like, put up the ArcNet. And she was like, what ArcNet? He's like, Kay deployed the ArcNet in blah, blah. There is no Kay. And I was like, oh, dang. We under attack. So he goes to find the dude's son. He's like at Best Buy. And he's like, hey, we're having to go out of that business store. This fool is playing like, not store, sale. And this fool is playing Guitar Hero, like, like playing it hard. And then Jay surprises him. He's like, hey. And then he's like, I need the time travel. And he's like, no. And he's like, we don't do time travel. He had a log on the desk, very sloppy. He's like, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, your friend probably isn't that important to like history. And then he's like, look at the news. And then it's like aliens attacking the Earth. He's like, yeah, yeah. So let's go ahead and do this time travel. As I said.
That time travel was the craziest shit, though. Like, having to jump off a building because it was a time jump. I was like, oh.
First of all, clever,
but no.
They had to jump off the Empire State Building. You said a building. Like, it was just a building. He had to jump off the Empire State Building. And this man is giving him bad math. And he's like, the gravity, something is like, what is it, 32 feet per minute? Per second!
Man.
Because, and I understand, Jay, because he's sitting there with some Amelia Earhart goggles on. About to jump off the Empire State Building, and he walked out there so hesitantly, like barely 1 foot in front of the other. He's like, you need to make sure you get back as soon as you can, because 1969, it's really not the best time, you know, for your people.
When I tell you, I laughed at that part. That was, oh god, that made me laugh so hard.
It's ridiculous.
That was so stupid.
Then he was like, oh, hey, how come I remember Cave but nobody else does? And he was like, oh, you must have been there. You got to let me know how it goes when you come back. And then so he jumps. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I hope they bring it back around to that. Because what do you mean you must have been there? We've established that he wasn't, because that's not how the timeline worked before he jumped back in time.
I spent the whole time thinking of this whole movie, just thinking about that time. I was like, how is Will there? Or Jay?
I was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean he had to have been there? I was like, well, obviously, you know, he had to have been born, but I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I was so confused. And so they go, it's like he lands and he's like, no, I'm gonna go there the day before Boris kills Kay. And then he's like, I'm which was a good plan, but he's stupid, because I would have went there 2 days before and I would have been waiting on Boris every place he went. Because he wouldn't have made it off Coney Island. So he meets up with Kay by accident, because he goes to, well, first.
First of all, the rules were like
really racist police.
Yeah, that one was funny too. Like, they knew what they were doing in this movie with these jokes. But yeah, no, he was warned him, like, don't meet Kay or don't meet your younger self and things like that. Right? Like, he said that.
Or he goes to Coney Island. He did, and immediately meets Kay.
Yeah, immediately, because he's trying to shoot Boris, and then Kay's like, no. Don't shoot people.
You done killed Roman the Fabulous. And he said Roman was my, and it's Josh Brolin doing this accent like Tommy Lee Jones. Sorry, it's Josh Brolin doing this accent like Tommy Lee Jones. And he's like, you know, Roman was my friend. I went to his house. His wife cooked me dinner once. While it was not pleasant, he was my friend. Oh, and he says, oh, he sees O too, and it's Alice Eve as a young agent O. And she's there, they do the, oh man, this coffee tastes like dirt. What do you expect? It was just ground this morning. Oh, and then he was like, hey, you know, agent O.
Oh my God, like, I just got that joke. I just now got that. Because
he said K when he first saw him. He's like, how'd you know my name? Oh, you just got the okay?
No, I just got the, it's just ground this morning.
Oh my God.
Because it tastes like dirt and it's ground.
He has so many days to think about that.
I watched it 2 days ago, I think.
I mean, but that's why I had to correct the freshly ground thing, because I was like, no, this is funny.
Yo, I did not understand that.
Oh my God. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I can't. But anyway, you find out that the old head of Men in Black, who I didn't even commit his name to memory. He was racist against aliens. Because he was like, yeah, one casualty, Roman the Fabulous. He was like, any human casualties? And then he's like, no, sir. And then Agent O pulls him away because she's like a secretary. Oh, and everybody's white.
Yeah, so that was another thing. Whenever Will, you know, being a black man, was in Men in Black, that was, and everybody else is white. They were all looking at him like, you don't work here. We know you don't.
They're like, sir, you know, affirmative action has not hit Men in Black. Go on, get out of here while we're playing. And O was like, let me get you away from, she's like, let me get him away from here. And she's like, sir, the Viagrans have a legendary new pill. And then I was like,
but that was so funny though, because she's like, this is going to be good for you. She makes some comment like that. And I was like, damn.
But you know, what's funny is I was kind of naive when I first saw the movie because, like, you know, I was a young teenager. Viagra is the primary function is like as a heart medicine. So I was like, oh, I wonder if he has heart problems. No, she just called him limpy. Anyway. And then he's like, you know, my girl is waiting on me at Coney Island and I appreciate him get off my back about it. And he's like, okay, just one last thing, eye exam. So he puts him into this machine and it looks like a giant neuralizer, but Jay is inside of it. And they like,
it's clamp huge. Him down. Like it's big.
When he was talking to them and saying that they were going to give Dr. Weaver cancer, this would have been the thing that gave you cancer.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he gets inside and they start spinning him around. And he's like, hey, whatever you do, when you see Boris the animal tomorrow, kill him. Do not let him live. There's going to be he starts telling him about the future. And he's like, okay, let him out. He's like, I don't know what you look. He's like, I still don't know what you look like when you tell him the truth. Anyway, they go out to the bowling alley. They start doing some real police work, right? Then they find I don't know. They find some stuff. One dead alien, and they find a clue. They go to the factory because he's like, oh, there was something about a factory. He's like, not a factory, the factory. It's Andy Warhol's factory, obviously. Like, so they go to the factory, and then he's like, man, I still can't believe all supermodels are aliens. He's like, I found out the hard way. And Kay looked at him with such, like, I don't want to say disgust in his face, but he was like, ooh.
And then this is where this one guy reminded me of the entire, everything Doctor Strange has done in the MCU. What was his name?
Griffin?
Griffin, yeah. Because Griffin can see... Yeah, because he can see all the futures and whatever. I was like, bro, this is exactly what Doctor Strange does. They copied exactly what the whole, what is that, Endgame, where that happens? Whatever the last one is, the second to last
one. No, Endgame copied Teen Titans versus Teen Titans. It copied Teen Titans.
I know, watching all these things older than, or before this movie, the MCU movies, I'm like, huh. This is kind of similar, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder where they got these ideas.
It's like the movie Arrival, how if you watch the first episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, I'm like, this reminds me of something, but I can't think of what. Yeah, so Griffin starts, and he starts talking to Jay, and he starts creeping Jay out. Meanwhile, Kay is off on the other side of the room talking to Agent, I think he was W. Anyways, Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol works for MIB. Jay starts freaking out. He's like, Mr. Warhol, I love your work, but he's an a-hole. And he starts talking to Jay, and Jay is starting to get feisty. Kay's like, you got to get out. Then he's like, Kay, we got a situation, because Griffin is weirding him out. And then Kay comes over. He's like, hey, you're Griffin Arcane. He's like, yes, and you're Agent Kay. And then he coughs, and he's like, oh, here, I have a Tums or something, like an antacid. And then he's like, hey, did you do this morning? And he was like, no. He's like, oh, my God, Sheila. And this lady gets shot in her face.
I know this part, like, this guy is so crazy. Griffin, I was losing my mind a little bit, just like, because the way he talked, like,
he got crazy eyes,
and whoever this actor is, he did this too well, you know what I mean? Like, some of the, like, the way he moved and the talked, and then the crazy eyes and the way he dressed, I was like, bro, this guy's crazy. Like,
you know what his eyes look like for real? You know, an iRobot, how they had that one robot who had artificial intelligence, Sunny. That's what his eyes look like. I think that's what
he's creeping out. Oh my God, yes.
He was giving them William H. Macy eyes.
He was.
It was wide. He was like,
He did this really well.
Dude, stop. Yeah. Blink some more.
Blink some more.
Because he never blinked. He blinked like every seven sentences. It'd be like something, something.
And it was the way that he talked, which, because it was kind of funny, but it was kind of scary at the same time. You know,
it was
what I mean?
Calm and funny. And it was like he knew too much. And I was like, I don't like this. Stop. Yeah, stop all that noise.
Because he kept saying things along the lines of, like, is this the future where blah, blah, blah happens? Or is this blah, blah, blah? And then it'll happen.
Like,
one of the things
he
said.
We'll be all dead in 2 minutes. So on the whole, I'm not fine.
But really, this really added to a lot of the humor in the movie, too, because he makes these jokes where, like, it'll be like an end of the world scenario, and then it doesn't happen, and it's like really funny when he says it. Like, he knew what he
was
doing.
And he's like sitting there waiting too, like, ooh, oh, okay, we good. And he's like, okay, I have a thing, and if you find me tonight, I'll give it to you. And then they start trying to hold him up. He's like, no, because negative futures are multiplying as I stand here. I have to go. And he says, what a game, or something like that. It's a real miracle. And I was like, what?
And then,
so he's
here comes Agent K, like, because, you know, he leaves and whatever. Boris is there now, and he's shooting the place up.
They're having a shoot up.
Yeah. In the middle of this party, too, I was like, bro.
Shoot out. They're having a shootout.
Yeah, whatever. People are getting shot. People are dying. But not Boris.
Pow.
Boris stays alive.
Because Boris, he moves like a monkey. He was literally, like, jumping on awnings and, like, swinging around. He had both arms, so this was a young Boris. Also, he's dressed like a biker. And I don't know if I mentioned how crazy his voice was. Like, he went to Coney Island, and there was these people who were like, make love, not war, dude. And he said, I prefer to do both.
Bro, that laugh also, that was another one of those times that I just was laughing, because it went on way too long, like, to the point it was almost uncomfortable.
Like,
not almost, he it
laughs
was.
And the people laugh, and then he keeps doing it, and he's like, as he drives his motorcycle away.
And he's making hard eye contact with them while this is all happening. So it was so uncomfortable to watch, but in a funny way, you know?
It's like, I was scared, but it was funny. Anyway, so they're like, okay, what can we do? And then Jay is like, all right, we need to start doing clues. We need to take stock of the situation. He's psyching himself out. And Kay is like, you know what? We should go get some pot. And he's like, yeah. Because all day we've been doing real good stuff, doing some real police work. But now, you know what? I want some stupid pie. Let's go get some stupid pie, Kay.
Yes.
Like, they sit at the same pie restaurant that they always go to, the same diner. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, but there was no saucer on the top. There's a flying saucer on the top of the diner. And Kay is like, he's looking at the menu like, you don't go there every day. He's like, listen, he's going to have some nasty rhubarb with a slice of nasty cheddar. I don't remember what exactly his pie order was. And he's like, you know what? And I'm going to have this with some ice cream. Because, you know, end of the world. I'm going to splurge a little bit, sweetie. And
then some guys at the other side of the like counter thing. What do you call that? Like the bar?
They're having a conversation. He's like, ask me anything. And he's like, oh, have what you know. He's like, oh, it was a real nice lady. They have a whole conversation. He's like, what? He spends the whole movie asking, Kay, what happened to you, man? I don't know. It ain't happened to me yet. And then these guys come in. They're like, oh, the Mets, they suck.
Mm-hmm. And Will's sitting there like, well, what's funny is they actually win next year. They're going to be calling them miracles and...
No, he's like, and Kay is like,
something else.
He's just like, dang. He's like, they're going to call it the miracle, though, the amazing mess, the great mess, the miracle.
Yeah.
I know where Griffin is. He's like, ha, it always works. I was like, hey, that's not how that works.
So listen, if it would have worked for me, I would have been exactly on Kay's part. I've been like, look, it worked. I was right. The pie.
And so they go to the stadium. Griffin is there, and he's like, come here. So he brings them in, and he's like showing them the game. And Jay steps back and moves forward a couple times. He's like, oh dang. And he's
first of all, that's the coolest thing, because he's showing him the game in the future where he wins, and he's
no,
like,
in the past. Oh, in the future.
It's the future. Yeah, he's showing him the future game where he wins, and he goes, this is my favorite part in human history.
And he's cool. Naming all the odds that had to happen for everything to get there. He was like, the ball was statistically flawed? He was like, it wasn't as aerodynamic as it should have been because of this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and this man, like, he would have been born a girl if his parents had an extra glass of wine that night. And this guy only played baseball because his dad couldn't buy a football.
Yeah, and he was like, it was like, what is it? It's a horse skin or something that on the ball was just slightly skewed because this guy cheated on his wife. So then, or the wife cheated on him. So then the factory the next day. Yeah, like it was some crazy bullshit. And I was like, it was really cool to watch this scene because this man, he is so good at this, at playing this character. It was so good. This was one of my favorite scenes. I'm not even going to lie.
He really is giving five-dimensional being. And then as soon as he was like, yes. he was like, I couldn't save my planet, but you know, I can help you save yours. And so he whips off his head and pulls out like a Cracker Jack thing and like puts the art. Oh, also he doesn't have the back of his head. He already looked creepy. So, I mean, it just was what it was. And he gave it to him. He's like, oh no, I forgot to see this one coming. Boris grabbed him so quick. He ran up on him, grabbed him on from like the back of his shirt, put him on the back of that motorcycle and had him hanging on for dear life. Jay and Kay, they have this whole little moment where they go out to the back of their little Men in Black card that Boris also kindly shot up so that they could not follow.
But surprise, you know, Agent K is always ready. So why does his car have that little, like it lifts up and there's two motorbikes underneath it? What do you even call them? They were motorcycles, but they had like a wheel around it.
One wheel. And yeah. Jay is like, oh, know. We got this in the future. And so they have a whole little moment where Jay can't make his work. And it's so funny. Who knows?
It's like a gyrosphere type of thing. I don't know how you would describe that. Either way, it's like, I don't know. It was cool, though. That thing was cool looking.
But, yeah, so they have a whole little chase down. Boris is, it's giving. It gave what it was supposed to give. And they go, they're like, okay, so we got the argument. We just got to get it deployed. And then Jay is like, okay, well, I'm going to handle that myself. And Griffin is like, was like, you got to tell the truth. And he was like, no. And then Kay is like, what's the truth? And he was like, you died there. And he like punches him in the face. And he's like, that's for lying to me. He punches him again. And that's for telling me the truth. I'm doing a terrible Josh Brolin impersonation.
It's okay. Yeah, you did a good Boris impersonation, but yeah, that was a good one. But the Josh Brolin, yeah, you know, can't all be winners.
Listen, I'm a native Texan. I say they're on their way to Cape Canaveral. And somehow in all of this, nobody ever thinks, you know what's happening in Cape Canaveral?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, this is a huge thing, right? You know, literally changed the world.
It's on the news and in the newspapers, like all throughout the movie.
Yeah. In the background, you see like Cape Canaveral, like, what is it? July 20th, I think, something like that. Sometime in July. But still, nobody puts together what's happening on that day.
That's all you can say with that. Yeah, because okay, so finally they get on these like jetpacks, and the jetpacks also look like they'll give you cancer. And O and K have a little moment where it's like, dang, every time K had a bit of happiness, it got snatched away by like duty.
First of all, these jetpacks, though, they said that they were going to the jetpacks, and I was like, okay, cool, that's gonna be cool.
Okay, jetpack.
I don't even know if you call that a jetpack. That thing was hilariously big, and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? It was so, like, this is 1969, so they made all the technology look primitive in comparison.
It's the same technology, but it's horrible. Like, yes. It was like your whole body had to be stretched. It's like being on a carousel with walls.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah, but it like flies.
The way how large carousels are, imagine two people being strapped on the back of a carousel.
Yes.
That had walls.
So it works, you know. They start flying to Cape Canaveral in these giant fucking jetpacks. And what's his name? Griffin sitting there like, oh, good, this isn't the universe where it explodes. And I was like, bro, you can't just be saying
things.
And take off.
And we were like, what? Yeah. So they fly to Cape Canaveral, right? They land on the beach and they see some soldiers. And Jay whips out his neuralizer and his glasses. He ready to go. Kay whips out his. It has a battery pack. He's trying to get it to the right frequency. He's sitting there, and it's comically long scene. He's like,
meanwhile, Will's giving him like the side eye. Like,
Jay is like, I got this. He's like, yeah, you got this. And then Griffin is like, no, the only path forward the only universe where we went is the one in which we tell the truth. And then they sit up like, okay. And then Jay tells the soldiers like, hey, my name is Agent Jay. I'm from a secret organization that police and minors alien activity. We need to attach this device on the top of the rocket because to deploy the ARCnet, which will protect the planet Earth. There's an alien called Boris the Animal who's trying to stop us, and he might kill some people. They end up on their faces in the sand of this beach, and their commanding officer gets called.
In their defense, if you came at me talking about that, I would do the exact same thing. Like, that is so far-fetched sounding.
You on your
like,
face.
Yeah, especially with Griffin looking the way he does, I'd be like, all right, they're acting out. Like, you know what I mean? Something ain't right here.
No, honestly, It wouldn't have been Griffin. It would have been y'all too in the nondescript suits. On the ground.
You know, it's the hat that Griffin was wearing. The eyes. Like, don't look at me like that. You know what I mean? I'm here protecting Apollo 11. Yeah, like a little, what is that called? Like a little squirty thing?
Like a water gun?
Yeah, like a water gun.
Hey, you stop that. You better blink and you look at me.
Or that gif that you always send where it's like, no. No, sir,
you mean
whatever.
From Modern Family, the way he's spraying the water.
Yes. Oh my God, because he's looking a little too hard. So I'm like, I'm trying to protect the astronauts behind me
This mission. This mission.
Exactly. Man, I'm just saying, I get
protecting my launch site. And then so they call their commanding officer. And he's like, they're like, was he Colonel?
Yeah, it was Colonel. And it was Michael Coulter, which is important because I like
him. If you guys don't know, he plays Luke Cage. But so this is him like 20 pounds of muscle ago in 2012.
With hair.
Looking good, though. He was serving a look. And he's like, they're like, Colonel, they said they had this, and it was something they were going to attach to the launch. They left out every detail of what they actually said. And he was like, listen here, are y'all going to tell me why y'all are on my base, on my launch site, in front of something that is being watched by millions of Americans, this people, and my own firstborn son? And they're like, they're looking at Will, like Kay and Griffin look at Jay, and he's like, I told the truth last time. And then so Kay starts telling the truth, and he's like, take him to the brick. And then Griffin runs up and grabs him. And then that scene, not the scene, the music that plays when he was showing them the ball game plays. Mm-hmm.
And so he's showing him like this future where it's not going to work out. Or maybe the future where it does work. Yeah.
His face softens, and it's like there's something that we don't see that he's seeing. And I was like, well, what did they show him? And then he's like, okay, you know, you guys go on about your business, Eddie's. I'm going to take him with me. And they're like, yeah, Colonel, you take him with you. They're just following orders. And so he takes them up to the launch site, and he goes up there. He's like, okay, if you do this, when the rocket launches, you need to make sure you get clear of the blast site, like it's dangerous. He's like, okay. And then Jay looks back. He's like, hey, what did Griffin show you? And he's like, oh, he showed me the two of you and how important you are for the future. And he's like, thanks, man. And so he goes up. Griffin's like, oh, this is where I have to leave. And he's like, nah, man, come on. And he's like, nah. He's like, it's for me. And he's like, once Kay shoots off Boris's arm, like, time will be as it should be. Everything should go back to normal.
He says, you get out. Like, it's done. You've done your job. Like, you need to go. Like,
and then he says, and remember, where there's death, there will always be death. And I was so confused when I first heard this.
Don't give me that ominous warning, because now I don't want to do it.
With your crazy eyes.
Yeah, don't be looking at me that seriously and say some shit like that, because I'm not going to do it now. Like, I'm not going to.
Because first of all, what if Jay had died there? Like, what if they were in the time loop and he was supposed to die there?
As ambiguous as that is, it could have easily been that Jay dies there, you know?
Because you're not going to do that to me. You're just not. You're not. We ain't doing that.
No, I'm about to go home. We're not. Like, good luck. You got this. Fuck you.
Got to go.
Just don't give me nothing.
And then, so they have their whole little boss battle with Boris the Animal, both of them. Kay is fighting Boris. He's doing a good job. He's fighting young Boris. And Jay is fighting old Boris with his one arm. And
so Agent Kay is on top. He's fighting, but he's also trying to put this thing. I thought Agent Kay was the one that puts the Arknet on the rocket.
Oh, he does. He goes up onto the rocket, and the astronauts like see this whole little tussle, and they're like, should we call this in? And they're like,
well, yeah, he jumps on the nose of the rocket.
And they not only hear him, they see him, and they're like, if we report this in, they'll have to scrub the launch. And I don't know if it's supposed to be Armstrong, Collins, or Aldrin, but they're like, I ain't seen nothing. Yeah, so they have this whole little dust up, and then all of a sudden Boris starts, you know, old Boris starts killing Jay. And I was mad at him, because I was like, Jay, you've been like a practicing agent for 20 years and he's been in jail. How is he getting the drop on you?
Here's the thing, though. He puts him in like a time loop type of situation, which, again, is exactly what happens in Doctor Strange. So I was like, you want to be Doctor Strange wants to be y'all so bad. Like,
you want to be Agent Jay so bad.
You want to be Griffin, too. Like, get a life, Doctor Strange.
It's like, he's like, okay, left, right, left. How do I need to go? And then so Boris tackles him, and he's like, yeah. And he does the whole time travel thing. Again, they end up right at the front at the start of their whole little scenario. Boris has jumped, too. And he says the same thing he said, but he gets a weird look on his face like he's got deja vu. And he's like, hold on, wait, what? And he's like, okay. Got deja vu. I don't know what's happening. And then Jay's like, left, right, duck. Punch him in the face. Like, he got a whole, he's like targeting himself. He's like, and then he like pushes Boris into the
off the little crane thing that holds up the rocket, so he falls like hundreds of meters to his death,
and he falls into fire like from the rocket, like it's burned to death. And I'm like, that's what you get.
I know, it's really the fact that he survives that, though, because remember, he gets up later. But I was like, damn.
No, that's the other Boris who survives.
There's too many.
Oh, Boris's. He does get up. Actually, yeah, he gets up from that, so. And then he gets burned.
And then he gets burned when the rocket takes off. But no, see, that shit was crazy. That's exactly how Doctor Strange defeats Dormammu and Doctor Strange.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he puts him in a time loop, and I was like, "Are you fucking?" Didn't that was the most disappointing ending to a movie?
Isn't that what they did in What If?
Probably. I don't remember.
With Killmonger and the evil Ultron or whatever, they're in the pocket.
I don't know. We finished that, didn't we? Why don't I remember it? Because it wasn't good.
Unlike Men in Black 3. And so when we're finishing, right, Kay, he's like, Jay is sitting there like, yeah, Kay, get him. So then Kay jumps down, you know, he goes back to the colonel and he's like, oh, he's like, come on, we have to get clear. So they get on this little device and he's like, oh, where's your friend? Oh, he already went back, because Jay was supposed to have gone back, but he didn't, which was smart, actually, because I'm not risking myself getting burnt. These flames, which smart. So he goes down like a half second after them, and Jay ends up further away because he's like, okay, I can't be seen anymore. I'm not supposed to be part of this future. Right. And he's like, he's talking to Kay is talking to Colonel Edwards, and he's like, you know, he's like, we could always use a man like you. And he starts talking and he's like, he's really like, nah, you know, but thank you. And then he's like, well, if you ever change your mind, they have a whole little conversation. And then all of a sudden Colonel Edwards is like, watch out. And he like shoves Kay out of the way and like pulls up his weapon like to fire. Mm-hmm. Boris the Animal kills him.
That's it. Yeah, he kills what is his name? The Colonel.
Colonel Edwards.
Yeah, like, first of all, that's not what I thought was going to happen when they said death will always be death, whatever that ominous warning was.
Well, I kind of got that there because I was like, oh, okay, this man was here. But I was like, but what's his significance? Why did you have to say that?
My thing was, like, the death could have easily just been Boris. You know, Boris.
No, because Boris wasn't supposed to die there. Like, Boris was on Lunamax. But then he's like,
that's what I'm
Boris
saying.
Had the nerve to be like, girl, I heard her.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, he wasn't supposed to die. So whenever he died in place of Agent K, that could have been it. But no, they wanted to make it all sad and depressing as fuck.
They established that Colonel Edwards had to be the one to die because, well, I guess we'll talk about it. Because first of all, Boris like, go ahead. Our worst man. And then we had been seeing that Boris was kind of gross looking the whole time because he had these weird eyes. And I was like, I don't really understand exactly what's going on. Yeah. His face had moved apart.
I forgot about that.
And his whole being, it just opens up like spread
like
fingers.
A cocoon, it looks kind of
disgusting. Like when you interlock your fingers, that's what his entire body looked like, and it spread apart. And I was like, that is so nasty. And then he's like, go with her.
You know what it kind of looked like? That flowery thing from that one movie or show with Eleven. What is that show called? Stranger Things. It kind of looked like that.
No.
But like grosser.
You telling me it looked like the Demogorgon? Oh, wait, was that not what that was?
I don't know. You know, I didn't watch that show.
I only watched like the first two seasons and then I had no desire to ever watch it again.
It was just like a really gross version of that, the way that it opened up, the same way the flowery thing opens up.
Oh my God, they want to be Men in Black so bad.
That's what I'm saying. So how many times are we going to copy this one movie? Because I know it was good,
how
but
many
like, damn.
Times? I know this was an original piece. Barry Sonnenfeld is such a good director, but like, it's okay to be original.
But anyway,
and he's
so,
like, oh, wait, Colonel. Also, Kay. So he opens up his full body and he's like, blah, blah, blah. And then Kay is like, not this time. Pow! Right in the kisser. It obliterates Boris. He's sitting there just alien goop. And
good riddance.
Colonel Edwards, he did.
He did as hell.
R.I.P. Because it was so sad, like the music they played and the fact that he sacrificed himself to save Kay. Not just to save Kay, but to save the world, like by saving Kay. I was like, oh my God. And
but
then
you think that he knew,
like,
that he was going to die? Do you think that's the future that Griffin showed him, right?
Like, I think so. Well, yeah. I think he saw how important that Kay would be to the future, and he knew that he was willing to die for that. Because good
oh,
people,
I like that I theory mean, better. They, yeah, I like that a lot better.
I like good people; they're willing to sacrifice themselves for a cause. Like
this
to
is
save
Michael
the world.
Coulter.
Yeah, you would give anything. This is Michael Coulter as Luke Cage. Anyway, so then not only are we sitting there, Kay, he looks destroyed. Like this is his second trauma, you know, after never being able to go to his girl again. And also losing Agent O. So this is, you know, it's his second trauma before the third, because he has a lot of trauma. And so we see a little boy climb out of Colonel Edwards' truck that's on the beach, you know, because when you're the realest, you could do it like that. He's like, where's my daddy? And then he was like, he's like, oh, your daddy had to go away for a while. He's like, what's your name, kid? I'm James. And then he's like, my daddy gave me this watch so we could time the launch. And then Jay pulls out the watch.
It's the same watch he's been carrying since the first movie. Like, are you kidding me? The shit was sad.
And then he's like, listen here, I'm going to tell you. He's like, look right here. I'm going to tell you everything about your dad that you need to know. And he has the neurologist. He says, your dad was a hero. I was crying. I cry like almost every single time because I'm emotional. But I am emotional. And Jay is sitting there. He is destroyed because he realizes, like, this is the foundation of him and Kay's relationship. Like, that guilt, that desire to see something good come out of such a horrible situation. Yes. Like, the way that Kay is the one who recruited him to Men in Black. He thought of him as a worthy successor. And I'm like, oh, because if somebody can look past you and see someone else's goodness in you, like, to realize how great that other person must have been, especially because earlier Jay's made this joke earlier in the movie where he's like, oh, you know, me and my dad used to play this game called catch, and he was like, except it's kind of hard to play catch when the other person's not there. He's like, hey, don't bad mouth your old man. He's like, no, I'm just saying a boy needs a father. He's like, yeah, boy does need a father. I was like, oh, I'm destroyed. And I started also thinking, like, about all
they don't like Agent K doesn't know that that's the same Jay, you know, because they don't know each other's real names. Not until later on in life.
No, he does.
Figured that out. Not until later on in life, because he doesn't know that's Jay at that point. He doesn't ever say, my name is James.
He knows his name is James. He calls him by his name when he first meets him. He knows exactly who he is.
I don't think so.
But yeah, so Jay goes back to the Empire State Building. He jumps down. And then New York, the Empire State of Mind song by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys starts playing. And then you go from Alicia Keys singing to Tommy Lee Jones. And he's like, in the diner, and he's like, hey, did we have a conversation last night? He's like, yeah, you hung up on me. He's like, ah, my bad, but I think I know a little something about, and he pulls out his watch, the secrets the universe doesn't want you to know. And then he's like, I have no idea what she's talking about, let's go to work. And so he leaves. And then down the bar, guess who's there?
There's Griffin with the next, like, this is the perfect way to finish this movie right here, because he says something along the lines of, is this the universe where Agent K doesn't lose a tip?
My new favorite moment in human history. Unless
this is the universe where Agent K doesn't leave a tip, and then it looks at it
out so you can see like an asteroid hitting a satellite and it's about to crash.
And there's no tip on the table either. So this is the universe that he didn't leave a tip. So it's like, but then he runs back in. Agent K does
leave a tip, and he turns and looks at Griffin and winks, and then he's like, whew.
And then it fades to black, and then you get Pitbull. That's the end of that. And it's such a good movie overall. That movie is just so good, right? That was my favorite one out of all of them.
It was the perfect way to close out the Men in Black trilogy.
Yeah, and here's all the list of the, like, the people that were confirmed aliens in this movie, right? So we got Lady Gaga, we got Justin Bieber, Tim Burton, David Beckham, and Nicole Scherzinger. I don't know if she was an alien or not, but she was a bad bitch, so she deserves to be on that list, right? I assume she was an alien. Why else would she be there?
I don't know. Some people have fetishes.
You know what? Fair. She showed up in a leather dress and everything. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
You gotta have a fetish for whatever Boris is, because there ain't no way you could be no regular person.
Check it out.
I knew I could get you to say it.
I did it. I don't know. This movie is so good. Like, it really was the perfect way to end the trilogy. And these movies legitimately did get better as they went, which is not something that ever happens, you know?
No, my only beef with this movie. Well, I thought you were here for us. Will, I can't even enjoy the movie good when I get to the end and I'm like, oh, I was like, black suit's back. Oh, come on, Will.
I know. I actually agree with it, because the first two, those soundtracks, I mean, just even the songs, not necessarily the soundtracks, but it's so good.
No, the soundtracks are beautiful. Like, whoever does the original music, it is so beautiful.
But that's not to say that Pitbull's was bad. It's just not what we were expecting.
It's not a bad song. It's just, I was like, Will, come on. And then the next time I heard Will rap after that was when he hopped on Jada Smith's Icon song. He's like, boy, what you know about Icon Living?
Like I said last time, Will, though, he's a really good rapper, so it was kind of disappointing not to have him again.
He doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
He doesn't. He really doesn't.
I think that's it? Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
No, other than like this was like a weird Doctor Strange ripoff. Or I'm sorry, Doctor Strange is a weird ripoff of Men in Black. Don't get that twisted. I do not mean to get that twisted.
Don't get it twisted, because Barry, we will never talk about Barry ever.
No, good movie though. Highly recommend it. I don't know why I've never seen this, because this was so good.
And I don't know. I feel like it just didn't get what it deserved culturally. But Men in Black is still the best and most beloved series of comic book movies. I get what you mean me about it. And so saying that, I think that's all for this week's episode of True Believers. Thank you for all your support.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week when we read Something is Killing the Children. I'm kind of excited for this one too, because I don't entirely know what that is, because I forgot. But I'm super excited. So thank you, everyone. We'd like to give a special shout out to Georgie, because we appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, girl. Anyway, we're available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing it with your friends. We really appreciate it. It really helps us a lot. And as always, if you want to leave us a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, as long as you are not some kind of freaky mouth breather sex person, which is one that I legitimately had to delete. Or
yes, Discord. Oh my God. I know. I was about to say, like, did you hear that one from the other day? But
irrelevant. The one that was just the breathing, or the one that was like in Mandarin that I've heard before from my own phone?
No, there was the mouth breather, and then there was some woman too. I don't know. We got some weird ones. So please don't do that. Nice messages. Anyways, bye everybody.
Bye.